If anyone in the food world, winning a James Beard Award is a really big deal, which is why I'm excited that Paula Crossfield and her partner in food, Naomi Starkman, just won one for the 2014 publication of the year. Not bad for a so-called edgy, funky, community-supported blog called Civil Eats about sustainable agriculture and food systems, or the increasingly complex matter of getting food to our tables. Officially, Paula is the editor-at-large, and Naomi is the editor-in-chief, and they both join me now by phone from the San Francisco Bay Area. Good to speak to you again, Paula.
Hi, how are you?
And you, Naomi. How long has Civil Eats been around?
So thanks so much for having us, Leonard. Paul and I are really thrilled, and we're really so grateful to the James Beard Foundation and their journalism committee for this remarkable recognition amongst our esteemed peers. And Civil Eats has been around. Actually, it started as a blog for an event that happened in San Francisco in 2008. It was called Slow Food Nation. And, you know, many people considered that event to be a watershed moment in the food movement. I worked on the event. I met Paula through the event. And together with a number of many people, we launched the Slow Food Nation website. And we placed a blog front and center in order to garner more discussion and interest in the event. And we invited hundreds of voices from across the food movement to that blog. And by the time the event happened over Labor Day weekend, we attracted nearly 1 million unique visitors to the site. After the event, we decided to create Civil Eats, and it's been in operation since really officially since January 2009.
Is there any other publication around that fills the same kind of niche in food reporting?
I think we're pretty unique.
Well, how often does the blog appear? By the way, we have a link to it on our show page at WNYC.org.
Well, we're producing stories every day, Monday through Friday, sometimes two or more stories. But we try to cover all the topics on food policy that are happening in Washington. So we report kind of more hard news, and we also do features. So we're trying to cover what's happening on the ground to change the food system from the ground up. So there's a lot of topics to cover.
Paula, did the years that you worked on our show play any role at all
Absolutely.
For you in working on this?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I got involved with Slow Food Nation because I met Alice Waters while working on the show, and she invited me to come out. So she's really the reason that Naomi and I met in the first place. So, yeah, absolutely.
So you met, and then you decided to join forces, and you divvied up the responsibilities. I'm not sure what the difference is between an editor-at-large and an editor-in-chief.
Well, for a lot of years, I was actually the managing editor, so I would work on the day-to-day, just making sure we had content on the site and following all the news stories. And Naomi was doing a lot of editing and doing also a lot of following the news. So we do a lot of the same things, and also now, as editor-at-large, I'm helping with fundraising, and I've taken a step back, and we've hired a managing editor, Twilight Greenaway, who's doing a great job. She formerly worked at another site covering food, and we just really loved her work. So we're really thrilled to have her.
Naomi, what are some of the things that you've covered that you're most proud of?
Well, I should say, Leonard, and just so that your listeners know, that we've run this site as a labor of love up until very recently. Neither Paula nor myself nor any of our contributors were paid for our work, which is a real testament to the interest in this subject matter. I think people have been really hungry for food reporting, and we're trying to provide a service in doing so. We had a really successful Kickstarter campaign last October. We successfully raised $100,000, which is the highest amount to date for content for any daily news site of any beat via Kickstarter. And with those funds, we've been able to hire Twilight, as Paula mentioned, and we've been able to begin to pay our writers and contributors. But as for the question about our reporting, I think what we're doing that's so unique in this space is that we're covering stories that we feel are underreported. There's a real crisis in media in general. There's a crisis around publishing around food and important agriculture stories. And we're trying to uncover and shine a light on some of the issues we feel are not reported in mainstream media. And what we found is that actually a lot of our stories are being scooped, which is really a great form of flattery. We try to follow the rising food movement, young farmers,
sustainability, organics, how people are sort of ahead of the curve. And we have a new series of food reporting called The Good Food Vanguard, which is allowing us to follow innovators and sort of folks on the front lines of the food movement.
So do you feel that you've had an effect on the food world in general?
I would say, yeah, for sure. I think that people look to us to see what's going on, and, you know, even farmers are reading us to see what's going on in policy, and organizations are reading us to understand better, you know, all the things that are happening in the food movement. I think we've definitely made an impact, and that's, you know, borne out in the fact that we were given this award, for sure.
Well, there are really two food movements, aren't there? There's commercial farming, and then there's largely what you're talking about.
I think that's right.
There's food and agriculture reporting, and there's a lot of interest in food and agriculture reporting. And I think what we do that's sort of different, maybe sets us apart, is that we're trying to uncover stories that we think are sort of the good news in the food movement. I think a lot of people feel like sometimes hopeless or helpless around all of the information they're receiving in the 24/7 news cycle around food. And we're trying to show maybe what's good about food, what's happening that's different, and also showcasing people that we think are sort of the vanguard or the pioneers in the food movement. I think that's what made it a little bit different than what traditional mainstream agriculture reporters might be doing.
Well, congratulations for the James Beard Award. I know how exciting it is because I've won a couple, well, three actually. But and every time it was just one of the greatest thrills of my life. I suspect you'll win a few more if you keep on going the way you have. And our audience has an opportunity to see what you're doing, because we have put a link to your blog. Well, we're not calling it a blog anymore, are we?
It is a blog. And actually, there's a great story online today about New York and labor and the local war movement. So I think it might be of interest to your readers in particular.
It's called Civil Eats. And Paula Crossfield and Naomi Starkman, thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you so much for having us.